Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and it's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's good to have everybody.
Buddy, on a Monday night right here on Making 8 Radio as we are set to kick things off, and we are talking the PBR. That's right, right here. Man, I'm telling you what a wild weekend it has been. A little crazy, a little bit of sleep, but I'll tell you what, we have had a great time down here with the PBR in Fort Worth, Texas. Got a chance to get a lot of good interviews. We'll get a chance to review some of those. We are going to give away tickets tonight to the PBR's this upcoming weekend's events, Thursday night and Friday night performances. We've got tickets to give away, so make sure to stay tuned. If you want to talk about the PBR, maybe get some updates on what's going on here this past weekend in the first three rounds, give us a call, 563-999-3501. We'll be happy to take your calls. We'll sit back. We'll talk a little bull ride. And I'm telling you what, man, what an exciting first three rounds it was. A lot of action going on down here. The Bulls, man, what can I say about the Bulls down here in Fort Worth, Texas? These Bulls came ready to buck. And, man, the Cowboys had their hands full, but we have some great qualified rides, had some 90-point rides in the first three rounds. Man, it was exciting. So sit back. We're going to tune in. We've got some callers on the line right now, so we're going to get right down to it. Making A Radio, you are live on the air.
Hey, Scott, how's it going?
Hey, buddy. It's our good buddy, James. Man, how are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm just hanging in there, listening to a good show while I try to heal up.
I hear you, my friend.
Talking some bull riding, and, well, that's what I'm best at, so.
That it is. That it is. If anybody knows bull riding, James, I think it's you, man. Did you get a chance to watch the first three rounds of the PBR?
Oh, absolutely. I have to, because I got to figure out if I'm going to be a champion this year or not, courtesy of rankride.com.
That's right, man.
So,
you're in there, man. So tell us, what did you think of the first three rounds?
Oh, surprised in a lot of ways. If anybody would have told me Jose would be 0-3 right now, I'd call you a liar, and I'd probably I probably would have lost my house. But he is coming off that injury, and it could be worse than what everybody thinks. But the other day he turned around and snapped one pretty quick. That Ivy League at the last event before the finals is like 93 points
right
on him or something. So I mean. Yeah, who knows? It could be anything at this point.
I'll tell you what, man, you're right. And, you know, I would have lost my house, too, because I really thought Leme would do something more. But, you know, I had a chance to sit in on the press conferences. And, you know, I'll tell you, Cooper Davis talked about it, man. This has been a rough season for these guys. And they've had a short time and a lot of events. And a lot of them are coming off some injuries. They're beat up. I mean, I won't use the words that Cooper Davis used, but they're beat up, man. They're really beat up. What do you think?
Well, you know, you and I have talked about this before, and I've talked about this with a lot of guys. I like the team format, but I love the old-fashioned style that we're doing right now, just like it's always been kind of thing. I just don't like the amount of bulls they're getting on of that caliber in that short of period of time. It's by now everybody's pretty much the walking wounded. Instead of it being who was the best bull rider in the world, it's who was basically left standing is what I feel like.
Yeah.
pretty much been this season.
I'll tell you what, man, they have a lot to endure, but they're Cowboys, and they cowboy up. And I'm telling you right now, I think we're going to see some big things happen in the next four rounds. I think starting Thursday night, these guys kind of got put in check. You know, they coming out 0-3 in the first three rounds, like a lot of these guys did. You know, you talk about guys like Ezekiel Mitchell. Man, a lot of these guys just really came out and surprised me. I really thought with the matchups that they had in the first three rounds that we would see some more qualified rides. But like you said, you know, some of them are the walking wounded, you know. But I think these next 3 days kind of put them in check, let them get their minds right. And I think coming in on Thursday night, man, we're going to see a blowout. I think we're going to see a lot of qualified rides.
I will have to disagree with you on a lot of qualified rides because I saw the draw, and it's the second rank pin, it looks like. So
you're right.
We won't see a lot of qualified rides, but the ones we do see will be worth the price of admission and then some.
I think we're going to see more rides than we have. I think we're going to see more rides than we have in the first three performances. That's my goal. I'm calling it now. I think these guys with the rank pins that's coming in for the fourth round, I think that we're going to see some great matchups, man. I think these guys are going to cowboy up and get it done.
Well, it's great for them to have the break in between and kind of, you know, get acclimated, and if something's sore, have time to rest up and then go at them, you know. But like you said, they could turn it around with this pin, as beat up as some of those guys are. I hate to say it, but I'm saying probably less than somewhere between 5 and 8 would not surprise me as far as in the fourth round.
All right. Well, that's James's pick, but I'm going to pick a little bit stronger than that. I think we're going to go somewhere in upwards of 12 to 15.
And it could be one of those nights. The first guy jumps out there, as Donnie Gay says, we ride the first one, we might ride them all. So you never know.
Yeah. I thought we were going to do that in Friday night's performance. Jose Lucas Campos, or Joao Lucas Campos, started things off with Shameless, man. He started things off in the round with an 85-point ride. And, man, it just kind of, you know, we hit a stalemate, you know, the first couple rides we had in the first section, and then we couldn't get anything rode there for a bit. But we had a lot of re-rides.
Yeah, for the PBR finals and this time of year, there was quite a bit of re-rides. Surprisingly, not very many guys pushing the button for as much money's on the line. I figured there would be a lot more challenges throughout the first three performances in general. I thought there would be a lot more challenges than there were. And, you know, looking at, I guess it was round two, Dalton Castle, he took a re-ride. And that'd be one time in my life I'd be wishing I'd have kept that score. But I would have done the same thing.
I know it.
So, I mean,
you know, when there's that much money on the line, James, you know, he thought he had something to do. You know, he thought he was going to have to compete with LeMay in that second round, and so he made the decision to take that re-ride instead of taking his score. It wouldn't have put him on top anyways, but you know, it would have gave him a leg up, and I was very surprised in that. I was very surprised with the amount of bulls in the rank 10 that they had out there that night that we would see him keep his score, but he didn't. And you can't go back and think about it. All you can do is focus on the next day. You know what I mean?
Right. And I would have done the same thing he did, because at the end of the day, I don't want to have to regret it.
Right.
Was that
the
one that cost me the world title because I didn't take the re-ride? You know, that kind of thing.
I know it.
Whereas if I gave it everything I had and hit the dirt, well, that's nobody's fault but my own. So on to the next
one. Right. Yes, sir. Well, I'll tell you what, man. I have got to get down to Aaron some of these interviews that we were able to have. You able to stay on the line with us?
Absolutely, brother.
All right, man. Well, hang on the line here. We're going to get down to some interviews when we get back. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about Friday night's performance, kind of recap what all took place, man. I'll tell you, Friday night was exciting. So y'all stay tuned. We're going to be back. You're listening to the Making A Radio Network right.
Between a boy and man, she was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. Flashing through the sandbar, talking by the campfire. It's the simple things in life, like when and where. The way the moonlight shined upon her hair. And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
Welcome back to the Making A Radio Show right now as we talk about the PBR and the rounds 1, 2, and 3 here in Fort Worth, Texas at Dickey's Arena. Man, I'm telling you, what an exciting night it was Friday night. We're just going to start right from the top. You know, got out there to the performance. It was great. Had a chance to run into an old friend of ours, one that's been on the Making A Radio Shows. And I'm talking with Scott Grover. Scott Grover was one of the announcers there, and we had a chance to catch up with him. So let's hear what he had to say.
Hey guys, I'm down here in the concourse and just happened to be walking around. We got the third announcer down here for the PBR finals, Scott Grover. Scott, talk to us about what it's like for you to be down here in Fort Worth the second year for the PBR World Finals.
Man, Fort Worth's been a good, been a good fit for the PBR finals. You know, we were in Las Vegas for so long, but Fort Worth being such a Western sports mecca, I think that one of the greatest moves we made was coming back to Texas.
Absolutely, man. So talk to us about this year's finals, man. It's pretty close. Kaiki Pacheco dropped out, man. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, so mathematically, all the top 40 guys in the world have a chance to win with as many points as are on the line. Now, do I realistically think that's going to happen? No. I was sure wanting to see that race between Kaiki and Jose come down to the wire, but I don't think you can turn your back on guys like Cooper Davis, Dalton Castle. Those guys are really in the hunt, so it's going to come down to the greatest day in bull riding, and that's Sunday afternoon, the PBR World Finals.
Absolutely, man. Well, I know they still have tickets available right now, and you can get them at PBRnow.com, is that correct, or
yeah.
Dickies?
Yeah. Dickies? Yeah, PBR.com or the Dickies Arena, and like I said, Sunday afternoon, the PBR World Finals is the greatest day in bull riding.
Absolutely. Thanks for catching up with us, Scott. We look forward to seeing you, man.
You bet. Good to see you.
All right, that was Scott Grover. You know, Scott sitting back talking a little bit of bull riding. It was pretty exciting to run into him on the concourse. And, man, I'm telling you. So, you know, of course, during our break, we had to throw a little Kid Rock in there because none other than the man himself showed up on Friday night to surprise Flint Rasmussen. Now, this is Flint's last call. This is his last dance. And, man, as heartbreaking as it is, watching Flint out there in the arena at the PBR World Finals for his last season is just remarkable. I was so impressed in watching him again. And, man, you know, he gets all dressed up, comes out there and sings his rendition of All Summer Long. And lo and behold, here comes Kid Rock himself onto the stage and sings with him. Oh, it was lights out excitement, and the crowd just went nuts. It was so exciting and electric being there in that arena when Kid Rock came out. So, man, exciting night. But what a lot of, you know, we did have a lot of good bull rides. Had a lot of re-rides on Friday night, which really kind of surprised me. But one of them, Derek Kolbaba, man, I'm telling you, 89 and three-quarters points to win the round on Top Shelf, which was his re-ride bull. I was ecstatic to see the re-ride, and when he came up and drew Top Shelf, I knew he had a chance, but, man, what an exciting time for him, and ended up winning that first round. It was good. It was real good. So, like I said, you know, talking with James, one of the things that surprised me was Ezekiel Mitchell out of, you know, going 0-for-3 in the first three rounds. We had a chance to catch up with him on Saturday. So let's go down and take a listen to what Ezekiel Mitchell had to say when we caught up with him.
Hey, guys, I'm down here at PBR World Finals with Ezekiel Mitchell. So, Ezekiel, man, you had a rough night last night, kind of bucked off, right?
Yeah.
But you have a good bull tonight, right?
Oh, yeah, man. We got Dennis Menace, unridden bull. Kind of enjoy those kinds of challenges, so I'm just stoked. Yesterday's in the past, today's the future, and ain't nothing like the present.
That's right, man. You think it's one you can win around on tonight?
Oh yeah, I don't know if we're gonna quite be able to win the round, but I think we'll be pretty high at the top of it if we don't win the round. So we'll just see how it all shakes out. It's not my job to worry about the scores. It's just my job to stay on and let the judges and the secretary take care of the rest.
Most definitely. Now, how long you been riding bulls?
11 years, man. I started when I was 15. I'm now 26, and been one of the greatest decisions of my life.
Right on, man. Well, listen, we appreciate you stopping by down here and talking with us, man. Good luck tonight, and good luck the rest of the finals.
I appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
All right, guys. That was Ezekiel Mitchell. What an opportunity it was to talk with him. But, man, Saturday performances were good. The rank pin was out, and let me tell you, the bulls were hot. They were real hot. We're going to bring James back in here and talk some more about Saturday's performances. James, man, what did you think about Saturday?
Oh, boy. Bring on the rank pin. that's always the fun night for me is every year, even from the time I was, you know, a little kid, 8-10 years old, when the PBR first started, every night of the rank pin that it was on TV at the World Finals, it was just something special about it, and still something special about it. It makes you want to heat up a rope and wish go line up with them. But those bulls are a joy to watch, and those guys are trying their guts out, and hopefully they'll match up a little bit better in the fourth round, just overall as a whole, and we'll see a few more rides.
I agree, man. Well, what did you think about the matchup with the top three bulls? Right now, it is a three-man race, and it shifted during the performance. You know, we had Best Tech Legend coming out there, which is owned by Blake Sharp, and he, of course, made Stock Contractor of the Year. But, man, that bull came out and scored 46 points, and then Cool Whip actually dropped points, only scoring 42 and three quarters, and then Riding Solo came back and scored 46 points, man, and actually put a split for the top bull of the year. What do you think about that, man?
Oh, wow. I mean, this is something pretty special to me this year, because Cool Whip's the first bull that I ever met of that caliber and got to kind of sit and visit with. And I know one of his owners pretty well, Miss Stacy Addison. And so it's pretty cool to have that connection to something like that and be able to watch. And you know, Riding Solo, he's so explosive. And, you know, if he gets two more clean outs, they'll drop his lowest score. That's why Cool Whip's still in it, because they'll drop that
right.
42, and then it's the last two that count for the World Championship Bucking Bull. If no one out there really knows, that's listening, other than us, just to educate.
But, right. So
yeah,
so check this out, man. I actually had a chance to catch up with Cord McCoy after the performance on Saturday, man. You want to take a listen to what he had to say?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's hear what he had to say about Riding Solo, man.
Hey, guys, down here with Cord McCoy. Cord, there was a lot of changes tonight in the Bucking Bull Championship run, and you actually, Riding Solo, dropped due to one of the other bulls having a better out, but then Riding Solo came out. What happened, man?
Oh, man, it's been quite the matchup all year, and it feels like you've seen the world standing shake up quite a bit. Riding Solo, just the last month and a half of regular season, had just come on like a house of fire, and so we thought if we could get within striking distance during the World Finals, Solo likes this town, he likes this arena, so. Man, the plan has kind of come together. We got within striking distance, and I think we're tying for number one right now. So, really, it's kind of like we came into the World Finals last year. Riding Solo and Whoopaw come in tied up, and it was a heads-up match. And next week at the PBR World Finals, it'll be a heads-up match for the world title and, the gold buckle and the 100,000. So, we're excited about next week already.
So, you're used to this. You went through this deal last year.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Solo, whether it's for $5 or for $5 million, he puts it all out there. And you got to love that about him. But, man, you get the best guys, and you get such good ground, good bull housing. It brings out the very best in those animals here. I literally would bet the ranch on Riding Solo, and I have bet the ranch on Riding Solo. He pays the bills there at the ranch.
He does. Well, I'll tell you what, it was great watching him tonight. Great performance, 46 points, right?
Yeah, you know, when Denner Barbosa reached up there and drafted that bull last night, that's what I said in earlier interviews today, I thought he would ride him, you know, and I was hoping that he'd be 94, 95 points. That guy's got the ability to ride Solo, and they matched up. You know, he rode him 6 seconds, so it definitely showed Solo real well. But you can see the veteran in solo tonight, you know, going both ways. He's got more pitches than just a fastball now, and I think just maturity is done with that, and to be as fast and athletic as he still is, man, I'm his number one fan.
That's right. Well, listen, we appreciate you stopping and taking the time out here to talk with us, man. Good luck next week with solo.
Yeah.
Give him an extra pet.
Oh yeah, no, there. I think just like you started the conversation, there's five bulls in that top battle. It's going to be a heads-up match, but he's the one I'm betting on.
Excellent. Well, we'll see you next week.
Heck yeah, thank you much.
All right, so there's Gordon McCoy talking about Rod Solo, James. Man, I tell you what, I was pretty pleased with him. I was best, one of the best outs I've seen with him in a long time. You know, I think Rod Solo struggled a little bit this year. You know, he's had trouble getting out, but, man, Saturday night, there was no issues with Rod Solo. And I think Cord McCoy said it best, man. He loves Fort Worth, Texas.
It's the energy. It's the energy level of having literally fans from all over the United States and Canada and everywhere because it's the World Finals. Those Bulls can sense the elevation of the moment, so to speak, just like humans can. So
that's right.
They're giving it everything they've got, and it's showing. And yeah, Solo have had some issues getting out of shoots, or not Solo, or the riders or Solo, whichever, have had issues getting out on him this season. And that's what I'm saying. That might be the only thing that eliminates him, but they got that mulligan because they can throw away one of the three outs that they have here at the park.
Yeah.
So, and
yep.
Everybody's favorite outlaw will be climbing on him in round four.
I know it, man. I can't wait. It's going to be exciting. But, man, going back to Saturday night, what do you think about Austin Richardson, the Dallas Cowboy native, man, scoring 89 and three-quarter points? And, man, I'll tell you what, he had a good one. Black Gold really gave it to him, and he scored some high-dollar points there, man, winning that round.
Yeah, about 35,000 or so, I believe, and he should have finished the one he had the night before, but, you know, I'm not here to criticize the guys. I'm just here to call it like I see it, he knows it, and he made up for it in a big way. And moving forward, he'll do the same thing through the rest of the week, we hope. And it'll just be a tight race for not only the world champion bucking bull or the world champion cowboy, but the toughest title to get in our industry other than those two things, and that's a world finals average title.
That's right, yeah. If you can't win the world, man, winning the average title for the finals is going to be something big, and Austin Richardson's got a pretty good shot at it. We had a chance to catch up with him on Saturday night, man. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
Hey, guys, we're down here with round two champion Austin Richardson. Austin, first off, man, talk to us about that bull. You had a chance to draw that bull, right? What made you draw him?
Just knew he kind of fit my style. I've seen him a couple weeks before, and they were like 90-plus on him, and so I think that was a great bull to have for me. I was in between bulls, Yellow Knife that Trooper Davis got on. He's a big, strong bull, and I've been on him three or four times, and he's kind of a hard one to get by, so I was kind of put him to the side, and that bull was up for grabs, so that was the one I went with.
Well, what was it like for you to number one, get an 89 and three-quarter point ride here in Fort Worth, just down the road from your hometown, right?
Yes, it's awesome to have my family and all my friends here around, and it's right here 45 minutes from my house. It's pretty much like a little practice pen. It's all souped up, and man, to put some points up on the board like that and get the go-around win, that was awesome.
You're going to sleep good tonight in your own bed, right?
Yes, sir. I got a hotel just right down the road. Now, give me some food and go to bed.
Awesome, man. Well, I'll tell you what, it was great watching you ride that bull now. Do you know anything about the bulls that you have for tomorrow night?
So the draw will come out tonight, probably a little bit later. And I'll take a look at a few videos, and hopefully I get a good one.
Awesome, man. Well, good luck. We appreciate it. Appreciate you stopping by to talk with us here.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, that was awesome, Richardson. Winner of round two, man, Saturday night. I was pretty impressed with that young guy. I think he's got potential, and, you know, I watched him at the Cowtown Coliseum compete, and, man, he's sticky. He likes to ride bulls.
He is a really sticky kid, and he is a really nice kid for that matter. And let's not forget, he's an Austin gambler as well.
Yep.
As far as I know, he is a protected rider on the roster there, not to throw too much out there. But, yeah, he's a good kid and rides really, really good and seemingly getting better and better. And he's like a lot of these riders, as they just keep their chin tucked and focused, like McBride says, you know, on the forward and whatnot. I'm not a coach at that level or that kind of thing, nor do I have the right to tell them how to ride bulls. But yeah, just kind of one of those things. That kid has got so much talent. So does everybody there. I'm really surprised that we haven't seen much more out of the rookies other than DeBrito, which we're about
right
to touch on in a minute. But keep waiting for Pallmeyer to strike. And we've finally seen Langston get a score. So what's your take on this Rookie of the Year race?
Well, I'll tell you what, DeBrito, you can't go wrong with picking him, man. And he's running amok, scoring, you know, scoring 90 points, 90 and a half on Chiseled on Sunday was something big, man. I think that he's gonna end up taking Rookie of the Year, but you know there's still several rounds left, so it's really, you know, it's any man's race, and you know, we really don't know. We don't know who's gonna end up on the world, you know, at the world as world champion, and I think that rookie race is about the same way.
Oh, me too, and that's another thing that's so exciting about the world finals is you get so many races into one particular event, especially if you follow along all year long. So, you know, that's pretty neat to be able to basically like paying for two events, pretty much.
I agree.
The power of those bulls and hopefully Cool Whip kicks the lights out and all those bulls that are in contention have their best outs and the best ones win.
Yep, I agree with you, man. Well, listen, we also had a chance to catch up with Matt West on Saturday night, man. Of course, Matt's the arena announcer, and he really put some things into perspective. So let's go down and hear what he had to say, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Hey guys, I'm down here at the PBR Finals with one of the guys that keeps this crowd energized down here in Fort Worth, Texas, Matt West, man, the man behind the microphone. Matt, talk to us about what it's like for you to be down here for the PBR World Finals and this being the second year.
Well, first of all, it's been a while since you and I have done this, and it's good to be hanging out with you again and back here doing this. But, you know, speaking of being back here, back in Fort Worth, there's so many questions. When you leave a place like Las Vegas, you know, what are the expectations? And I think that Fort Worth for 2 years now has lived up to all of the expectations and went far beyond. There's so much to do around here. It's so much fun. But at the end of the day, we're here to watch the best bull riders in the world compete against the best animal athletes on the planet, and they are certainly living up to that. The guys are making this such a spectacular race. I mean, the world title race, it continues to get razor thin. A lot of surprises in the first two rounds, and I have a feeling there's going to be even more surprises. But I truly still believe with all of my heart that it's going to come down to the final rides on Championship Sunday to find out who's going to be the next champ.
Absolutely, man. Well, tell us a little about what you've seen out here, not just in the Cowboys, but the bull race. The bull race was hot tonight, was it not?
Yeah, and now all of a sudden things have shifted. We have a bull called Legend that has made things very interesting, riding solo, looking to repeat and go back-to-back. And Cool Whip still just doing his thing, had a little bit of a bump of the road here round two. But the cool thing about this is we see all of these bulls three times through the PBR finals, and they'll drop the lowest score. So all of these bulls still have two more chances to even outdo themselves and to think about how good these bulls have been every single time they've come out of the gate. It's incredible. It's just like the guys. Our expectations are so high, and it's going to be just like the guys. It's going to come down to the final time that they stick their head out of the gate. You know, it's going to be moments before the end of Championship Sunday before we find out who the world champion bucking bull is.
Absolutely. Well, you talk about the guys. You know, Kaiki Pacheco is not here, but he, after round two, he is still holding on to that lead by a slim margin.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody on the planet that would have thought that would be the case. I mean, when you look at the guys behind him, it was Jose Vitor Lemmy, it was Dalton Castle, it was Cooper Davis, and Denner Barbosa is emerging as the guy that, you know, after the first round looked really good, had a little stub of the toe here tonight, but that happens with the rankest bulls in the world. And so, you know, it's crazy. Kaiki's got to be sitting at home wishing he could be here to just kind of fend those guys off, but, you know, to think that he's still the number one guy so far, it's going to change. We unfortunately know it's going to change because these guys, they're just too good to let it keep going the opposite direction. And so it's only a matter of time before you see these guys light up and really put the pedal to the metal, if you will, so to speak.
Well, round three is tomorrow. Tickets are still available, and then I believe they're available for next weekend too, right?
Yeah, but I think it's slim pickings. You better get them while you can because they're the hottest ticket in town, and this is one you're not going to want to miss. We're celebrating 30 years of the toughest athletes in the world, and why would you miss that?
Absolutely. Well, thanks for catching up with us, Matt. We appreciate it, man.
Good to see you, brother.
All right. There was Matt West, man. I'll tell you what, he really put it in perspective. I think the race for rookie, I think the race for the world championship, and I think the race for the Bucking Bull of the Year are all going to come down to this final weekend, man. What do you think, James?
Oh, absolutely. Could come out to or down to the final out.
Yep.
Of the bull race.
You're absolutely right.
Every race, for that matter. I think maybe,
yep,
depending on what the rest of the rookies do and what DeBrito does, that may be the first one that gets locked up, but it could also go completely in a different direction. And bull riding's full of peaks and valleys and the unexpected, and that's what's so intriguing about the sport.
I agree with you, my friend. I agree with you. So listen, James, man, what do you think? I got about 20-something minutes left on the show, and I know we got some listeners tuned in from all over, but, man, I'm so excited. I want to give away tickets to Thursday and Friday night's performance. What do you think?
Yeah, go ahead. Sounds good.
I think what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break, and while we're playing this music, the first callers that can call in will win two tickets on Thursday and two tickets on Friday. I'm going to give out the number. You know what it is, right? 563-999-3501. That's 563-999-3501. I got two tickets for Thursday, two tickets for Friday, courtesy of the PBR and Making A Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to let you know who wins those tickets. Stay tuned.
Somewhere between heaven and a tall pine tree. Hard land, I'm missing you. Guitar playing through the night. It felt pretty good and feeling alright. Good as one for the price of two. Come on, save my soul. We'll pay it all.
Welcome back, and guess what? James, my friend, we actually had a couple callers on the line, man, jump in here and win some tickets. How about it, man? We had Megan from Fort Worth, and we had Peter from Hazlitt call in and win tickets, man. They are going to the PBR performances Thursday and Friday. What do you think?
Well, good for them. They're going to really enjoy it. I don't know if they've ever been to a PBR or if they've ever been to a world finals, and either or, you're at the top level of our sport, and it doesn't get any better than this. Kick back and enjoy it.
I know that's right, man. I know that's right. Well, I'll tell you what, it wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for the PBR donating those tickets to Making A Radio. So I appreciate that. Want to thank them. But speaking of which, we actually had a chance to catch up with the man himself, the CEO of the PBR, Sean Gleason, man. You want to hear what he had to say on Saturday?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's hear what Sean Gleason had to say. Hang on.
Hey, guys, we're down here at the PBR Finals in Fort Worth, Texas, and I'm catching up with CEO Sean Gleason. Sean, what is it like, man, having the finals down here for the second year in a row?
You know, the weather is a little cooler this year, so I'm happy about that. And it gives us a chance to do some cool things like this, outdoor parties and having a good time and enjoying all that Texas has to offer. I love it.
Well, I'll tell you what, round one was really exciting, man, and I couldn't get over the fact that Kid Rock showed up. Did you orchestrate that?
I did. You know, Flint's been doing all season long the version of Kid Rock's song for as long as I can remember, and when I had a chance to get him out and surprised Flint a little bit. It was a pretty magic moment.
I think you surprised more than just Flint. There was a lot of fans that were pretty surprised out there. But talk to us about round two tonight, man. I think it's going to be a pretty tough matchup. And, of course, you know, we don't have Kaiki Pacheco in the finals. So, you know, this is really any man's game. Last night we had some buck-offs there on the top leaderboard. But, you know, tonight I think we've got a good shot.
Yeah, you know, I think it's I love it when they ride them all, but I was glad after Cooper and Dalton and some of those guys were getting bucked off that Jose got bucked off, because now it just keeps that race more interesting.
Sure does.
You know, the guys have been beat up all year. This has been one of the most injury-plagued seasons that we've had in a long time, and I think it shows a little bit, but they're bringing the rank pen tonight, and I expect them to actually step it up. So
they do. Do you have any front runners? Any idea who you think might ride?
You know what? I'd never bet against Jose or Cooper or Mr. 90 Dalton. You know, he was giving it his all for a couple seconds last night, and I just think he was outmatched for a minute. But you know what? I think that it's going to be down to the wire on Sunday. I don't think anybody's going to take a step forward without the other guys stepping up.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, we really look forward to seeing the remainder of the finals down here. Thanks for catching up with us here on Making A Radio. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Glad to be on.
So what do you think, man? I'll tell you what, Sean, you know, really kind of put it in perspective. It's all going to come down to Sunday, man. And we saw just that, we saw that very thing unfold, you know. Dalton Castle was the only one of those top runners that actually got a score, and then he ended up erasing it because it was so low and he had an opportunity for a re-ride.
Right, and we touched on that earlier, like you said. And in hindsight, looking back, he probably wishes he would have kept it. Would I have kept it in that situation? No, I would have took the re-ride and done exactly what he did, because I want to be able to sleep at night. So,
yeah. And you know, like I said, I don't think he's looking back on that 72-point score. You know, anyways, I really don't. I think that he's moved past it, and I think we're going to see some big things happen. You know, come Thursday night, man. But man, what a day Sunday. We actually had a couple 90-point rides, man. We had, of course, we had DeBrito on Chislin, and you know, 90.5 points, man, winning the round. That was pretty good to see for a rookie, huh?
I saw that one coming when I saw the day sheet. That's a former Pro Rodeo PRCA Buck and Bull of the Year and Chiseled. And just, I knew he'd fit him like a glove, and he did. I didn't think there would be that many points, but they both elevated their game because of the electricity in the building and the fans, and it happened, and it's great to see, because we love to see those 90s and guys be successful in the animal athletes as well. So.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, what I got excited for when I saw the day sheet for Sunday was Boudreaux Campbell on I'm Legit 2. I knew that was going to be a good matchup. We've seen those guys go at it before, and Boudreaux took it to him, man, 90.25 points. What an exciting ride that was, huh?
I saw that. I think everybody that knows the game as well as you and I do, everybody that saw that matchup saw that coming. You know, it's of course, we can be wrong from time to time, but every now and then there's a matchup in there. I've seen this before. it was a great ride. Good to Boudreaux. And I think if my math was correct or what I understood was correct, if the world finals was over right now, Boudreaux Campbell would be the world champion. But the good news for everybody else in the race, and Boudreaux for that matter, so he can get even more money, is that there's still five more rounds left. So it's going to come down to that, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely, man. Well, you know, Cooper Davis did get one road, got his re-ride bull, Bubba G, and scored 88 points on him, man. So he's got some points on the board now. I think Cooper Davis is going to be one to contend with. Dalton Castle got 89 points on Hang'em High. Man, we saw a lot of 88, 89-point rides, and then, of course, those two 90-point rides. So, man, exciting stuff for Sunday. But I'll tell you what, there's only a few guys that have had two bulls rode in the entire three, you know, the first three season, only three bull riders. And that's Brady Randolph, Ramon De Lima, and of course Boudreaux Campbell. So man, it really is anybody's race right now.
I think there's actually four guys that have I'm too ridden, but I could be wrong.
I'll have to go back and check my sheets, man. I'm looking at them, but I only see three that have them. But that's okay. Regardless, man, I think it's going to be exciting, and I can't wait to see what happens come Thursday, dude. So impressed with what PBR Finals has been able to perform. And, you know, they had an outside concert series going on, you know, as people entered the gates. And then, of course, the smoke and fireworks, the laser show was just phenomenal inside the arena. It's electric in there. And I think the Cowboys are going to start feeling it come Thursday. They've had a couple days off to kind of regroup and get their minds right. And hopefully their bodies as well. I know a lot of them are sore. Like I said, this has been a tough season, but I think it's going to come down to it. There's only 4 days left. They're going to make it happen.
Oh, yeah. And it'll basically be the last man standing kind of thing.
Yep.
And that's just because it's what it is. It's bull riding. And at this point of the year when you have such a grueling season, as we've heard in some of the interviews, that even they've admitted this is one of the most grueling seasons on record. And for those guys to still be out there giving it everything they got for every single thing and their family and the right to be called a champion
is
remarkable. So, hats off to all of them.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, too. Not only are they doing it for their families, but they're doing it for the fans. You know, they're doing it for the ones that are so into it. Guys like you and me, you know, the rodeo and bull riding fans, that's, you know, they're out here putting it out there on the line for us, too. And while we're on that subject, I actually had an opportunity to talk with some fans and get their perspective on the sport, man. So let's take a listen to what these guys had to say, or gals, I should say.
Hey, guys, I'm down here with a couple PBR fans all the way from Georgia, McKenna and Anna. So what do you guys think of being here in Fort Worth, Texas for the PBR World Finals?
It's awesome.
Are you having a lot of fun?
Yes.
Have you met any cowboys yet?
You.
So you met one, right? So Anna, what do you think about being here? You've been to rodeos before, right?
Yes. I'm having a great time.
So you guys are down here just for the PBR finals. You're down here, you brought your sister for her birthday. There you go.
Cowgirl, so had to bring her.
Awesome, awesome. Well, and our McKenna, you work on a ranch, right?
Yes. Yes, I do.
So you're used to being around cowboys but not the PBR, right?
No cowboys, just cowgirls.
Just cowgirls? Do you have a favorite bull rider?
No.
No favorite bull rider?
What's his name? I like Blue Mitch. Is it Blue Mitchell?
Oh, Ezekiel Mitchell?
Yes,
you're
like
Ezekiel Mitchell. I actually talked to him yesterday, got to interview him. So, well, I hope you ladies have a great time here in Fort Worth, and hopefully we'll see you guys back maybe next year, right?
Yes, for sure. We'll be back.
There you go. You heard it. The fans are going to be back, man. They're excited. It was electric in that arena. And what do you think, James? You think next year you can come down here to Fort Worth, Texas?
You know, it just depends on the old body and what they have to do to me to fix me up. But that's the plan. What don't kill you,
that's right.
I'll just keep fucking away till eventually I'll get back there.
That's right, man. I hear you, buddy. Well, listen, we are wrapping up here. We are fresh out of time, but I want to thank you for taking the time out here to call into the show. I want to take the time to thank our fans and our followers for calling in and winning tickets to the PBR finals here coming up this Thursday and Friday. Man, exciting, exciting. I can't wait to see what's in store for us as fans and as spectators of it, what we're going to be able to witness here coming up the next few days.
Yeah, there's no telling. There's one thing I can guarantee, though, and that's fireworks with $1 million on the line.
Absolutely. There is going to be fireworks. You know, the other thing I can guarantee is this time next week, we're going to have a world champion bull rider. We're going to have a world champion bucking bull, and we're going to have a rookie of the year. Right now, I can't tell you who it's going to be, but I can promise you by Sunday next week, we're going to have that.
Absolutely, and we're all looking forward to it.
Most definitely, my friend. Well, listen, James, thanks for taking the time out here to call us, man. I hope that you'll stay tuned and listen, and we'll catch up with you next week maybe. What do you say?
Oh, absolutely. Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, man, enjoy the rest of the PBR finals, and we look forward to talking with you next week, buddy.
You bet.
All right, man. Okay. See you later. All right, guys, that was James Phillips, one of our good friends, longtime listeners, longtime followers, and we appreciate him taking the time out here to call in with us and talk a little bull riding. That kid knows bull riding, and he's actually won buckles for being able to call rides, and, man, I'm super impressed with him. But, guys, we are fresh out of time here, winding things down. I can tell you that Wednesday night, Making A Radio is actually going to be at the Dirty 30 anniversary party. So we look forward to being out there. And then, of course, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're going to be at the performances. We're going to be able to check in, get some interviews. We're going to recap everything that's taking place here in Fort Worth, Texas next Monday. And we're going to talk with you listeners. So make sure to stay tuned. Until then, rodeo fans, make sure to wear your hat down low, put your spurs on. It's about to get a little western here in Fort Worth, Texas. Y'all stay tuned. Get a grip with Making A Radio.
I'm due south of Reckless, pissing off all the locals of Scoosh. Cause I'm blazing a trail, hauling ass out of hell to the back lots and highways I know. Well, I'm probably wanted in 17 counties by the feds in Sedan to the Gulf County Mounties. I ain't slowing down, I got places to go. Much on rock, but I'm feeling the roar. Cause I'm above the law. Hey, don't miss me, don't kiss me, damn sure don't give me one phone call. Cause I to lay low. Cause at my disadvantage I went into a frantic and I got no place else left to go. I get it up and get gone, two shots and it's on. Guns will always get you out of a jam. Get out of my way, well I've had quite a day. Just look at the shape that I straight to the senses. And it gets you numb and it gets you pretentious. When you've got the time and the money to blow, don't sit on the porch, you gotta get up and go. I'm making my rounds, trying to just see it all. From the boys in Detroit to Little Rock, Arkansas. Hey, don't fence me in, cause you know I'm bust out. I'm putting it to rest.